Hello, this is Mace Hara for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. Hope you're having a wonderful week. Today I want to talk to you about your competitor. In fact, your toughest competitor. So right now in your mind, you're probably picturing what that competitor looks like and how you're going to go against him or her and his or her products. But you know what? Your toughest competitor isn't a person, it isn't a company, and it isn't a product. Then what is it? If you've been in medical sales for any period of time, you understand that selling to busy healthcare providers, whether it's someone in a hospital or a physician, they are very, very resistant to change. Why is that? They resist change because there is a tremendous comfort when you practice medicine in preserving the status quo, keeping things as they are. Now, let's stop and think about that for a reason. I want you to put on your thinking cap and get into the mind of the physician. They're taking care of patients. And anytime they're doing something that works, it makes sense to stay with it, especially if it conforms to federal guidelines, state guidelines, Medicare guidelines. Everything that they're doing in their minds at the present moment is the right thing. So along comes a salesperson. And what do salespeople represent to healthcare providers? One word, folks, change. You represent change. So when you're walking into a healthcare provider's office, you represent something that is threatening to upset one of their most sacred commodities, and that is the status quo. That is your competition. So knowing that, how are you going to approach the customer? Knowing that they want to preserve that status quo, what is it you can talk about that's going to make them take notice, allow them to be interested, and to really focus in on what it is that you are offering? The answer is something that markedly answers the question, what's in it for them, or what's in it for their patients? Now, I know this is sales 101, but I see medical salespeople all the time who go in and don't talk about how they're going to improve the doctor's ability to practice medicine or to improve the patient's outcome. They go in there and talk about their products, which, if you think about it, is really, really dumb. Because when you're talking about your product, you're talking about change, you're talking about upsetting the status quo, and they're not going to listen. In fact, they are already spring-loaded to do what? To say no. You know this. You know this. The approach that needs to be taken is to get into their heads, to find out what it is that they're open to. Are they open to having better patient outcomes? Are they open to doing something in an easier way? Are they open to becoming a better citizen in the hospital by helping to control costs, not just in the short term? Don't forget, many of your customers are very short-sighted. They're looking at the cost of your product or looking at the cost of a particular test, as opposed to looking at the long-term reduction in costs that are possible through preventive medicine, through preventive approaches. So your job is to look at the big picture and to be able to appeal to them, to interest them, to attract them with what it is they want, which the bottom line is, if you can help them to make money, save money, do something easier, save time, or reduce risk, you are going to have their attention. And once you have their attention, you could talk about ways to improve the outcomes for their patients, and then you become less of a threat to the status quo, because what you're doing is you're redefining the status quo. Thanks for spending some time with me this week on the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. If you have any questions about what I'm talking about, because this is so critical to your success in terms of being able to break into new markets and to shake things up with your current practitioners in your territory, send me an email, mace@medicalsalestraining.com, or give me a call at 561-333-8080. I'm here to help. And as you move forward in your medical sales career, don't forget why you're doing what you're doing. It's not about the doctor. It's not about selling your product. It's about the patient. My friends, the patient must always come first. Have a great week selling. Talk to you soon.